Mahomes is ruining my Kirk Cousins case for MVP. The Chiefs look unstoppable. I got Bloom in the house. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
See, we could take. I could take a leave. This beat is so fire, David Bloom.
But then that happened.
But I don't need anything.
And I don't need anything
else
like that. I just wanted to play the instrument. I wish we'd play the instrumental, man. The beat is so beautiful.
It's so pretty. I don't need anything else on the beat.
We don't need nothing else.
Well, because that's modern rap today is amazing beat.
Amazing beat.
Like, most of these trap beats, like, I love them.
Yeah.
And then someone will come home and say nonsense and mumble it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Oh, the producer's not the problem. The producer's doing his job.
Now are great. This is one of the best eras for
the
producers.
The golden era of beat makers.
Oh, my God. But then it's not even complimented, the opposite of complimented, with terrible rap.
This nonsense. But with that being said, we are here week seven, I believe. We're moving along. Sunday Night Football after show. I am your host, Evan T. Mack. But I'm not alone. I'm here with my man, my brother from another mother, David H. Bloom.
That's my name, including the middle initial. How's it going?
What's going on, man? How was your week, brother?
My week was all right.
Anything eventful? Anything special? What'd you do? Did you go out? Did you hang out?
Did you
do what these young kiddos do?
I just hung out.
Any ice cream socials, anything I need to know about?
No, I'm wrong. I had homecoming this week.
Did you really?
I did.
See, he did ask something.
I did. Our football team is terrible, and we lost 68-20.
Football?
Yeah.
You sure that's not a basketball score at halftime?
No, that was our football score.
Good God almighty.
Shout out to Ethan, though. Third string fullback. Got cut from defense because they got mad at him because he's a troublemaker. Yeah, no, we lost. There's no dance either, so we all just went to a game.
There's no dance?
No, not at my school.
What is going on with this new era of stuff? Y'all don't dance no more?
Not in my school, and we have a winter formal, but it's
okay.
It's terrible. I hate to call it my school because it's a great school.
Shout out to Bloom School.
It's the winter formal.
Y'all follow him. I think it is at David H. Bloom. Follow him.
Oh, God. It's bad. But, like, my week's been pretty good. My fantasy. See, I'm wearing black today in honor of my third straight loss in fantasy.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. Save all of that fire and
this
angst toward
is,
the end.
The funeral for it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, save
25.
That. I want to hear all about your failures in fantasy. But let's get to it, man. We got the Chiefs. We got the Bengals. Listen, the Chiefs look like they feel like they're on primetime every week now, though. Like, they feel like they're the hot new commodity. They're the shiny new toy. Listen, they beat the brakes off of the Bengals. This game was embarrassing, man. You want to talk about a funeral. You want to talk about why even watch. The only reason why I watch is because I had to come here and cover it with you. Because I was done. I checked out halftime. It was over. But I had to watch. I got to talk about the intricacies and the nuances and everything that goes on with it so I can hear and sit here and chop it up with you on Sunday night. Give me your takeaway, your first initial thoughts. Are you knee-jerking? Are you freaking out? Because the Bengals defense is not too shabby.
No, they're not too shabby. Watch when they played the Dolphins a couple weeks ago. They were nice. They got two pick sixes like at the end of the game, and the Bengals, I believe, actually ended up winning that game. Mm. Not even because of Dalton, maybe because of their defense. This game was one where I wanted to switch over to the Clippers-Rockets game so bad because my Clippers beat the Houston Rockets.
That team is...
They did.
That Rockets team, man. We'll see. Oh, gosh. Boy, I wish we could talk basketball.
Oh, go ahead. I know. I wanted to switch, but I didn't switch because, you know, I had to come cover it with you. So, like, that was just... Because the Chiefs, last week, they dropped 40 in primetime.
Yeah.
But the Patriots dropped 43 because that's who the Patriots are and that's who the Chiefs will be. But the Bengals aren't the Patriots.
No, they're not.
Andy Dalton's not Tom Brady.
No, he's not.
AJ Green isn't even worthy of being on that team.
Because I just wish he was anywhere but
anywhere.
Catching passes from Dalton.
Oh,
he's
my
just,
God. Just a nice...
Just wasting them away.
Oh, wasting them away. There's so many players like that in the NFL. But it was just an offensive and, don't forget the defense, and defensive show.
Yes.
You saw it early on. The Bengals kind of had their footing a little bit with the touchdown to the tight end, 87. But it just... It unraveled slowly, drive by drive. They couldn't get anything done. Eventually, there was a pick six thrown.
Mm.
The team unraveled, and the Chiefs took advantage. Anytime they give the ball to Kareem Hunt or Spencer Ware, mind you, they'd score. Tyreek Hill could score. Even Travis Kelce slowly just dropped like 90 yards.
Just like that.
Just they don't even utilize him the way they could, and he dropped 90 yards.
Five receptions, 95 yards, you know.
It's just they completely dismantled that team like they could have done to the Patriots if the Patriots weren't the Patriots, exactly. If the Patriots were the Bengals.
Absolutely. And it's crazy because, the Patriots know how to move sticks. We were talking about it off air. Mm-hmm. If they can just find a couple stops, if they – but like this, we're thinking ahead, but if they meet the Patriots in a significant game, whether it's a championship or where it's a divisional round or whatever, whatever it is, conference, mm-hmm. whatever, like can they get a couple key stops to mm-hmm. beat the Patriots? That's what it's all going to come down to. Because clearly they can score with anybody.
Oh, yes, they can. It doesn't matter who you put on that field, they're going to score. They're going to score with guys like Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, Spencer Ware. Like, it does not matter.
Yeah.
But it depends who you go up against. And if you go up against Tom Brady with a Julian Edelman, and if he eventually gets a healthy Gronk and Flash Gordon, like, it's... they're going to go back and forth. But if you can get a couple three and outs, a yep. couple key stops, yep. a couple defensive stands, then you're going to be able to win those games. But when you're playing the Bengals, it's so easy to do that.
45-10. Listen, Patrick Mahomes, you getting on my nerves, man. You messing up my Kirk Cousins bid. Now, listen, it's a dark horse pick, but you messing up my Kirk Cousins for MVP. You can't be rattling off 28 for 39, 358 yards, 4 touchdowns. You can't. I ain't give you permission to do that.
But why is that an average game for Mahomes at this point? Why? Like, it's like Todd Gurley.
It's annoying, dude.
Why is he dropping, like, 2 touchdowns every game, and that's like, oh, that's just Todd Gurley.
Like a ho-hum night.
Yeah, you see that guy? He just dropped 4 touchdowns. Oh, it's Patrick Mahomes. Don't worry about it.
He's going to do that. Okay, tell me what's going on right now. Just tell me, where's the ceiling for this team?
Is the
ceiling the Super Bowl? Is it? I told you, we get like this, man. We get into this mode, and we get weird, and then playoffs hit, and then the Kansas City Chiefs will lose to the Titans.
They will always end up losing to the Titans or a team like that. Like, they can beat a team like the Texans a couple of years ago, but they're not eventually going to get past a team like the Patriots a couple of years ago. Now it's a little different. This team, for the first time, at least right now, I think is legit. While they very much could fall off, they have so much potential to just fall off later in the season, but we're about mid-season right now. Like, we're coming up on week 8. Week 8 is, like, the middle of the season.
You gotta be really, make sure you know your identity at this point in time.
If you have one loss after week 7, mm-hmm. you're doing something right. Mm-hmm. This isn't really a fluke.
No.
They very much so could make the playoffs, easily win their division. I know the Chargers are knocking. They look really good in London today. But with a team like the Chiefs, with guys like Mahomes and the speed of Hill, and even not even getting touchdowns with a guy like Travis Kelce, it's hard to see that team falling off yet again. Patrick Mahomes could slow down. Deshaun Watson reminds me a lot of that kid.
It's true, because people forget before he tore his ACL, he was burning he's blowing the doors off
people. He made Will Fuller a good wide receiver.
Good God, man.
That's the only reason. And people are like, oh, let me go root for Will Fuller. And I'm like, he's still Will Fuller. He just had an amazing rookie quarterback behind him.
Is this a kid they're going to figure out, or is there just no figuring out this young man? Because they're getting some tape on him. Is there, like what, you know what I mean? Is it going to get to that point where they really just can't scheme for this young man?
Well, is he? Because
he's a gunslinger. He's a calculating gunslinger. Oh, which doesn't even make sense.
Like, he'll throw the ball deep downfield, but, like, it'll be with precision. However, you could see his youth in a pick when he tried to throw the ball up, and it almost triple coverage to Tyreek Hill. It's a bond that usually works, but you could see the tendency to want to do that. Like, you can always see the youth in players, like when Josh Allen will want to hurdle over a player, or even like Foles or Mariota. Like, you can see
want to make plays.
They want to make plays. They want to be able. It's like when you're playing Madden and you keep losing, you're like, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary. They're kind of doing that. He sees Tyreek Hill. He's like, you know what? Why not?
He's, like, always open.
He's always open, so he chucks it up, and this one time he gets picked off. He's not wary enough to the possibility of an interception. Like, he's kind of high on himself. You can see it and on his arm, and he realizes that he could throw the ball anywhere and complete it. However, he doesn't have the precision yet.
Not yet, because we talked about that last week.
That's
how he can be off at times. Mm-hmm. And like I said, he's a great young man. He plays the game the right way.
He does.
He's exciting to watch. Good God, if he fixes the accuracy, I'm probably just gonna stop watching football.
No, I can't.
We need him to be like inaccurate because it's cheat code out there, man. This dude is zinging and flinging. Oh, shout out to Charlene in the chat. Appreciate you. She likes the show. Appreciate you,
nice,
girl.
Nice, thank you.
But like, My goodness, man. So we got 45-10. The Bengals 4-3. Two and two away. Good Lord, Chiefs 6-1, 3-0 at home.
That's an 0 in home.
3-0
at Arrowhead.
They have not lost in Arrowhead this year.
Well, I mean those fans are some of the loudest in the world.
And they say some say even old players, they say that is the hardest place to play. People say Mile High, but then the people that played in Denver say it's the hardest place to play is in Arrowhead. Yeah. So it's like. That's my question I want to ask you. If they get to go to Arrowhead, if they have two games in Arrowhead, can they go to the Super Bowl? Because this is what it's about. It's about getting that first round bye, and then you play the two games. You don't want to do wild card. People don't understand why the Patriots have been so successful is because they play like one less game than everybody else.
They don't do wild card. No, they play one less game.
It's a big deal, man.
I don't know. The thing is, it's hard for me to see them maintaining this like – one game sort of lead on the Patriots and getting that AFC championship at Arrowhead. Because if it's there, it's...
Arrowhead, let's say Patriots had to come into Kansas City.
My God. That's going to be in January,
It could be a little bit different. And I know they play in New England, but the temperatures are a little bit different. The crowd's a little bit different. Foxborough fans travel well, but not there.
Mm-mm. No. That is there and CenturyLink.
Mm-hmm.
Highest decibel measure.
Bro, it's crazy.
Loudest, scientifically proven, the loudest stadiums in the entire NFL.
And it's very interesting. So what's the ceiling for the Bengals then? So we talked about the Chiefs. What's the ceiling for the Bengals?
Well, they look nice.
They do, bro.
They do. Joe Mixon looks really good.
Yeah.
AJ Green. They got a guy who they didn't really utilize, but they give him a lot of targets as Tyler Boyd. They look nice. Like, they actually look like they're getting their stuff together. Dalton's still... He's fine.
He's like Walmart. Is he like Walmart?
He's honestly like Walmart. Like, he's fine. He'll get the job done, but he's not gonna.
In a pinch, you know what I mean? You can go get that one thing at Walmart if it's because it's open, but you'd rather shop at Amazon, but you know they can't deliver fast enough, but you just go to Walmart and get that item.
Yeah,
like Walmart, though. That's not a knock because I love Walmart.
No, everyone loves Walmart.
Yeah, he's like in between Walmart and Target, man.
Like, he's you can go get anything you want,
yeah,
but you can get it now, but it's not gonna be like amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he's all right, but I know the Bengals, I don't know if they'll get that playoff win they've been looking for so long, and I don't know if they're going to be able to stop ruining themselves with penalties. A couple years ago, they had that late hit on the Steelers player.
That was one
of the worst playoff losses I've ever seen, and I'm a Packers fan.
That Vontez, man, pain in the butt. Uh-huh. He goes to think, put it like this. Dalton, 15 for 29, 148 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Terrible. I don't care what anybody says. This is NFL football. 158 yards. Stop. It's ridiculous. 45-10. Just stop it. The defense was there in him, but good Lord. Does Marvin Lewis keep his job after this? Because you have to understand, the reason why he has a job is because people underestimate this. The organization loves him.
Oh, they love? Why do you think he still has a job?
That's what people don't understand. It's like, how is he still there? Guys, you have no idea what it's like when you ingratiate yourself with like owners.
Mm-hmm.
They like him as a man, as a person, that being likable matters, man. That's why he still has a job. Do you think they could ever see themselves letting him go?
It would be tough to
shake things up.
I mean, I definitely think they should, because they need it. I think the Browns should fire Hugh Jackson as well. It's tough for me to see them letting him go after all that's happened to them. Why after going 4-3 to start the season would you fire him now? Like, yes. After a season like this. Like, I don't imagine they're going to have too horrible of a season. So why now?
Mm-hmm.
Why not after a horrible playoff loss or just a terrible run in the regular season? Why now? So I think they stick with him until they get so bad that they're like...
You know what?
All right. Because it's been enough. Bye.
So you think they'll keep him on as long as he keeps making the playoffs?
As long as he keeps doing well in that division and making...
Which is hard to do, by the way.
Oh, that is a... That's a tough division.
They'd be sleeping on that division, like, as far as getting to the playoffs. Because, you know, we had Ravens, the Steelers, Bengals and the Browns, whatever. But it's like you always have to be better than, like, two teams.
Mm-hmm. Because the Ravens will always contend with their defense. The Steelers have skill players.
Everywhere.
Just Juju and A.B. and Le'Veon when he comes back. And if not, James Conner and Big Ben, still Big Ben. Like,
still doing his thing.
People, like, wonder why they're not as good. It's just, I can get into that like all day just to say it's a communication thing. It's just people are not doing what they're really doing. Not a lot of chemistry there, but they have a lot of skilled players and they can make the playoffs every year. So in that division, it's tough to contend with an offensively strong team and a defensively strong team when you're the Bengals, who has a nice looking defense, okay looking offense. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like middle.
It's kind of in the middle. If you took maybe like Joe Mixon and instead had a really, really strong like defensive end or defensive back, like then you could, I could see them, like if they relied on Giovanni Bernard instead of Joe Mixon and went after a defensive player, I could see them doing better. But like, it's really hard for me to see them get in the playoffs and win that wild card game because I don't think they're going to get a bye.
Because no, heck no, and they're going to run into like a juggernaut. That first game is going to be crazy.
Oh my god!
It's just the way you know. Yeah, we have this. This is what we have to do. It's our job. I hate doing this speculation, but we got to do it. It's going to look. It's going to be rough.
It's going to be super rough.
Think about who they're going to run against in the AFC. It looks because. Steelers are kind of like ish. They could run in. It's good. Like they're going to run into a hard team, so they're going to have that really weird hard road to get to the Super Bowl. So I said, we know. Put it like this. I don't think the Bengals get into the Super Bowl. Put it like that. Let me get to what I'm saying. I'm sorry. It's a long drawn out process. I don't think y'all going Cincinnati.
I apologize. I said it.
What you want me to do,
Bengals fans?
But speaking of that, we're going to segue over to the Patriots versus the Bears, and we got Dan in the chat talking about the AFC title goes to New England because they're in New England. And that's all he has to say about that. What do you got to say about that, David Bloom, since Dan's over on his high horse, his Patriots high horse?
Well, I got to say, if Mitch Trubisky had a yard worth of a stronger arm, this game could have gone into overtime. And
It's easy to talk big and bad now, isn't it, when someone comes up an inch short?
An inch, one. If he had enough room to lean this way and dive over the goal line, that could have been a tie game. Unless you have Justin Tucker missing the extra point to tie the game, that could have been a tie game right there.
He's like, I never miss.
Never miss an extra point to tie the game at the end of the game.
So what do you have to say about that? Is it a foregone conclusion that it goes through the Patriots? Is it because everybody chalking it up?
Mm-hmm.
It's just chalking up to the Patriots, the greatest team ever.
Okay.
Of all time.
Okay. Calm down. Calm down with that one. That's far.
You know, I can't stand that team. But he has a good point. He makes a good point on history. History does matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so what? But yo, before I kick it to you, let's DJ, can we run this clip? My play of the day, my play of the game. This is ridiculous. We still got to play it though, just in case the folks at home didn't see it. Ridiculous.
Desperation mode for Chicago.
He gets the pressure though. This right here, the pressure right here coming.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't step into it. Right there, he couldn't step into it.
If he stepped into that, that would have gone maybe 5 yards further. I was surprised he even caught it. The fact that he caught that ball, I was like, in shock. I would almost think it would be better if he dropped it. It's less of a heartbreak if he drops the ball than catching it on the 1 yard line and not being able to get it in.
That freaking Titans game, freaking the 1 yard line at Super Bowl that one time.
Oh my god, of course.
It was the Rams, I think.
It was the Rams.
Oh
yeah.
God.
On the 1 yard line they lost.
God.
That was probably one of the best defensive stands in.
I know it's in my head, man. All Patriots fans think this, man. And it's crazy. Like, it feels like everything falls their way weirdly.
Weirdly, though. God. Like, every sort of little, like,
ball drop. Like
the Julian Edelman catch. 51.
How in the heck? By the way, let me be very clear. He's my kind of football player.
Oh, I love him.
He doesn't get enough credit for his toughness. He doesn't get his credit, how much credit he goes at anybody, he jaws with anybody, he goes hard, he's hard to tackle, he's much more physically strong than people give him credit for, and that ain't the damn TB12 method either. That's gym work. Oh, this plyometric, pliability yoga stuff. That's gym work. Old school gridiron, it ain't yoga and all this. It's you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, that pliability, mm-hmm. Plyometrics, Alex Guerrero crap. That's gym work. He's a tough dude.
Oh, he's so tough.
He really is, man. Tough as nails, bro.
On the other side of 30, like, he's getting his job done.
Yeah.
And he's putting up good numbers and scoring touchdowns. But that Patriots team, that's the thing, is they utilize him. Other teams wouldn't utilize him like that. Other teams would never have utilized Danny Amendola.
Absolutely.
I mean, anyone could utilize Gronk, like...
Bro, listen, man. Gronk's good for parties. He's good for football.
He's a superhuman.
He's probably a good wingman. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like having a guy like Chris Hogan too, no team will be able to utilize him like Brady can and like that line can.
Yes.
They give him enough pocket where he can actually make throws and accurate those because he's Brady to players like Hogan and Edelman and Wanyan Amendola and Josh Gordon. Like he utilizes his receivers and backs. Sony Michel got hurt today, and James White scored 2 touchdowns.
Just like that.
One off of passing. I can't remember if the other one was a run either. It's escaping my mind. But he can utilize anyone. He utilized Deion Lewis and Rex Burkhead. Like, that's what the Patriots do. That's why they're so good, is because it doesn't matter. As long as someone can catch a ball.
Yeah.
If you're an NFL player and you get slotted in the Patriots system, you're going to do good. That's just how it works.
Yeah, like I said, I'm a firm believer. Give me like a week or two. I can get like a slap at
it. It does not matter. See, Tom Brady, he's not the greatest of all time.
Old Tom, terrific!
But he's still good enough. It doesn't matter if your hands are completely numb. You can still catch that ball.
And another hot take. I don't think Giselle that attractive either. You want me to put all my cards on the table?
Hey, I'm taking. I can't talk.
Yeah, listen, you know me, bro. I'm married. But listen, I'm just saying, I don't think she all that. Is she highest paid supermodel in the world? Is she, by the way? She is, by the way.
She is?
She's the highest
paid. Good for Tom. I don't know.
Listen, you ain't the best quarterback. And your wife ain't the hottest supermodel. I'm calling everybody out today, man. I'm in a bad mood today.
Oh,
I'm playing.
Man.
She's fine. I'm playing. She's fine. Listen. I don't want us to get shut down.
Tom's gonna come in the chat right now.
Yo, Tom, terrific, man. I'm sorry, bro. Because AP, man. AP, I'm still worried about AP, man. I've been looking over my shoulder all week, bro. My shoulder. Yeah, I've been thinking that he could just come up, roll up on me, man, and just, you know what I mean, spear your boy.
Don't worry. He's in Washington doing it again.
I question his methods of production.
Mm-hmm. Almost like his purity is. So
listen, I said anything. The Patriots win 38-31. Mitch, man, 26 for 50, 333 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. I like Mitch, man. I'm the one that hung on with old Mitchie. What's your thoughts on Mitch?
Well,
man?
His movement is like you saw in that play today where he totaled about.
That should have been my play of the game if it wasn't for that Hail Mary.
Totaled about 70-something yards just going backwards and forward. I'm not even talking about, like, forward. This isn't even velocity. I'm talking about speed. I got a physics quiz tomorrow.
Oh, shout out to your boy. Give me the books.
He traveled approximately 70-some-odd yards, and he walked in the end zone with ease. I thought that was a sack, or he was going to throw a pick, or an incomplete. But when he ran it in, like, that shows his potential.
A little more athletic than I thought he was, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God. He is more... way more legs than I thought he would have.
So now let's go to Carolina versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, let's.
Where we bounce around these games a little bit, man. We gotta just talk about the things that intrigue us and interest us. I don't know what Carolina team I'm gonna get from a week to week basis. They were getting beaten. I'm pretty sure was it 14-0,
17-0, 17.
20. So 20. Oh, 21 unanswered.
I think 17.
21 unanswered.
21 unanswered. Yep.
What kind of team is it? What is this Carolina team?
This
brother?
Is
what
either
is
the
team?
Carolina team from Super Bowl 50 or the Carolina team from the year of Super Bowl 51.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're either going to be – Cam Newton's going to be MVP worthy and Christian McCaffrey is going to be running all over you and they're going to utilize every single wideout and Greg Olsen that they got, or they're going to do what they did last week to Washington. And they're just going to get the brakes beat off of them.
Yeah.
You don't know. The difference about the team from Super Bowl 50, who lost to Denver, and that's kind of what they look like when they do bad, they were always good. Every single game, they played amazingly, how they sometimes do now, how they play today.
Right.
But the difference now is sometimes Cam Newton won't go off, and that line won't protect him, and the defense won't do enough, and Christian McCaffrey will have, like, a light game, and, like, Devin Funch is... sometimes will go off, but won't go off for a game. And it's just about, they're a very hot and cold team.
Right.
Whoever goes off will go off. And if Cam doesn't really go off, or McCaffrey's not getting yardage, or they play a tough defense, they're such a situational team.
They really are.
If they play a tough defense, they're not going to get the win.
That's why I think one of the trouble will be plus New Orleans. I'm telling you, they're the real deal.
Oh, no.
New Orleans is the real deal.
You saw today.
They're the monkey wrench of the Rams. If the Rams are going to run into any hiccup, it will be the New Orleans Saints.
Well, because... New Orleans Saints utilize everyone on the field.
Yeah.
And when I say everyone, I mean Taysom Hill. Everyone.
This is the year I think they can go back as they're going to get on my mirror. Y'all ruining my Kirk Cousins miracle story. I'm tired of y'all, man. I want Kirk Cousins to win the Super Bowl and then drive it through FedEx Field.
Well, because the Saints were one missed tackle away from the NFC Championship.
Yeah, listen, as much as I love Minnesota, y'all wasn't supposed to win that game. Everybody knows. Y'all ain't supposed to win that game. That's why y'all got the brakes beat off y'all want to win against
locked
Philly.
Open, but
when y'all went against Philly. When y'all went against Philly, y'all were like, what happened?
Because
y'all know y'all y'all were, you completed your task for the year when y'all had that miracle catch. That Shout out to Diggs, though, but you know what I mean?
Oh, that was a great catch.
Yeah. But okay, so 21-17 on the flip side of the Carolina, who is Carolina? Who are the Eagles? They're 3-4 right now. Weirdly, Washington is atop of the division. Weirdly, the Washington Redskins are much, much better than we think they are on the low, bro. It's this team. It's not sexy. It's not very popular. You got Adrian Peterson, who might be on some stuff.
Might be. He might be.
And I love Alex Smith, bro. I've always loved Alex Smith.
No, he's great.
I love people that play the game the right way. I don't care. I mean, all this stuff about he's a check down guy, I don't care. I like players that play the game the right way.
He does what he does, but he does it right. Yeah. And that's what I like about him a lot. He is a check down type of guy.
Yeah.
But he check downs a lot and it works. And now that they have a guy like Adrian Peterson in the backfield who is exploding like he used to do.
All jokes aside, he's balling.
No, like a little under 100 yards. If he gets the end zone, that just pads the stats even more. It's really amazing how he can be utilized in the passing game, too, because Washington is a team that loves to pass to backs. Their first touchdown was to Bibbs on a pass. Chris Thompson was mainly utilized in the pass. They love to run, but more than a lot of other teams in the league, I mean, the Rams do it really well, but they love Patriots do it too, but they love to pass to backs.
Yeah, and it's interesting. See, so they're top of the division right now. And like I said, when I say weirdly, not because they don't deserve to be there, it's because that's that team. It's like I told you, it's not a popular pick. It's not a sexy pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's and they're weirdly in first place. And we all know in the NFL and football, you just have to win your division. You're guaranteed a playoff spot.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how you do it or what you do. We all know how the Giants did their thing. And you just have to secure a playoff spot. When the playoffs hit, it's 0-0. No matter how good a team is or how bad a team is, the records are out the window and it's game time. Weather hits, elements hit, players been hurt all year, things happen, and then, you know, someone can go on a run. It's really weird what's going on. They beat their rival. They beat them, I think, 20-17. And it's interesting, bro. Like, I don't know what's going on with the Redskins, but let me get to the Cowboys. I'm going to give you a chance because you love getting on Dakota. He likes getting on that poor, sweet kid that played at Mississippi State. So, you have the floor, man. You talk to me about the Cowboys.
Right.
What's going on with the Cowboys, man? They're 3-4, 0-4 away, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's the scary stat.
That is the scary stat because the way things are going, if they get in the playoffs, they will have an away game.
Oh, they will. They're not going to be able to get home field the entire playoffs if they somehow make it.
Talk to me about those. America's team, by the way.
Well, America's team. The thing about America's team, if you want to look at it, they actually have a quarterback. They have a quarterback named Dakota, as you like to say. And while Dakota, he loves to, you know, check down, hand off to Zeke, bombing out to Gallup.
What is your problem with Dakota Prescott?
His favorite move.
What did he do to
in
you?
In all of football, is fumbling at the goal line.
Yo, this
his own goal line.
Listen, first of all, because I love the kid, but my only pride. I told you people, this is my weird thing about Dakota. Like, I just want Tony Romo to come back. That's just
me
my
too.
I need to get over it. That's ridiculous. He has moved on. But I'm like, damn it. Because I'm one of those guys that like Romo. I like them undrafted free agents that could just, well, he's this and that. I go, guys, he wasn't too shabby, man. Like,
no, he was.
Tony, it's all about the fumble at the, you know, he fumbled the snap at the play. So I get it. Yeah. He fumbled. But, man, I just love the way he played the game. And so I need to get over that. So it's one of those things where I feel they moved on way too quick from Tony.
Mm-hmm. They just were like, all right, bye, because he knows the game so well. You can see it when he talks about
it. He's my favorite play caller, like my commentator, dude, almost ever already.
Oh, my God. No, he has such a high football IQ, and Dak Prescott, I don't really think, matches that. And what he was doing, he got them in the situation to, I believe, tie the game, but what happened was that key defensive stop at the goal line really was a difference maker here. When Dak Prescott fumbled, and I believe Washington picked it up and scored a touchdown?
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah, that was really the difference maker, which led to Mar, what's his last name?
Which one?
The kicker.
Yeah, I think
Mar, God.
Dan in the chat, help me out.
He's a new guy.
Yeah,
there's
a new
lot of kickers missing field goals in the NFL.
It's weird, bro.
So if I forget a name of one of them, give me a break. Yeah. But like, sets up for, well, here's the thing. He sets up for about 47 yards out, right? The center moves the ball before he snaps it. It is quiet in this room right now because everyone knows what's going to happen next. They move it about 10 yards back. That ball, hooks left, would have been good from 47.
Easy.
Miss it from 57. Cowboys lose in the most heartbreaking fashion.
Oh, that was brutal.
They reminded me of the Bengals losing because of because of penalties.
Oh, sidebar, Dan thinks the Dodgers are winning in six. I know this is football, but you wrong. Listen, Boston going to beat the brakes off the Dodgers.
Ooh, watch out.
In six?
Watch out for Boston.
Hot take with Dan. Nah, you got to watch out for them Sox, bro. But so it's crazy. So we got the Cowboys. I'm telling you, man, it's not looking good. We have a lot of football left. We are getting, just like you said, we're getting into the meat of things. We're getting into week eight. Things are starting to get a little more dicey. Things get a little more intense. So they got to pick it up. Detroit won 32-21.
Well, that was just...
I don't know what's going on.
That was just Kerryon Johnson showing that he's an actual real running back in the NFL.
Oh, what a question. We need that. That's, if there was any question how he was going to do in the NFL, that's legit. He's legitimate.
I mean, he played the Dolphins, but he's really legit. And he showed that more than just playing the Dolphins, mind you. I mean, they are the Dolphins, and they have given up a lot. Their defense isn't stellar, but exactly.
You still got to make those moves, though.
He's a real NFL running back as a rookie, and I like him a whole lot, especially when they have guys like the Garrett Blunt in that backfield. See, the thing about the Lions, which is really interesting, is the first game of the season, they lost bad to the Jets defense. Not Darnold, the defense. Their next game out, they played well. They played well against the Packers, against Mason Crosby. Excuse me, they beat him. But sometimes they'll look really good, mm-hmm. and sometimes they'll just look eh.
Mm-hmm.
Like Matt Stafford's... If Andy Dalton's Walmart, Matt Stafford's probably Target.
Yeah, Matt Stafford's Target. Because, you go to Target, you don't get as many of the random things, but you get a higher quality of
things. It's a little higher quality. The quality's
a little better.
But then again, you can get, some sushi and go home, and it's funky.
And there might be a Starbucks in there, and you might be able to get, a little Frappuccino if that's your thing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You can't, like you said, he's the Target of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. That's not a knock, man, it's Target, you know what I mean?
Who does not love Target? The thing is, he can get it done when he plays a good defense.
Yes.
A bad defense, excuse me. But when he runs into a wall like the Jets, he can fold. He folded in the playoffs a lot of times. My favorite ever Lions game I've ever watched in my entire life was the Miracle in Motown, where Richard Rodgers caught the Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary, which I was following on my phone in a parking lot in the middle of the night, jumping up and down, screaming and hugging my dad. It was one of the greatest moments of my entire life that I didn't witness live. But
it's pretty awesome though.
The Lions, there's this allure being at FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
It's FedEx? Yeah, I want to say.
Where? Mm-hmm. Where
they play?
You mean, what's it called?
Ford.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yeah, FedEx. FedEx is where them skins they gave up Kirk Cousins mm-hmm. play. Let me give them Kirk Cousins.
Ford Field.
Yeah.
Being there is just such a... It's like the atmosphere... I've never been, but you can see on TV, they got the pillar, and it's... The atmosphere, it feels like they want to be Hard Rock where Miami plays, but they're not.
Yeah.
And it's just... It feels so... cold in there almost, mm-hmm. so it's hard to really get a atmosphere going there. Yeah. And I feel like that could be the same. If I'm wrong, please let me know how wrong I am. In the Superdome, where the Saints play, it's just hard with the dome stadiums and the roof. It's hard to get that thing going. So the Lions have never really had a huge home field advantage.
Not really, because
they really have.
Because teams love playing on that turf.
They love it.
Oh my God! Everyone plays faster. Everything's better. It's climate control.
Mm-hmm. But
trust me, because the dome benefits the home and away team.
It does.
That's why it's so hard to play in Arrowhead. That's why it is kind of hard to play in Foxborough. It's hard to play it in Mile High, because you have to brave the elements and the crowd noise. It's the way, it's harder. It's still hard to play in Seattle.
It's still hard. Well, take a look at Denver when they traveled to Arizona.
Yes.
They beat the brakes
off
that team.
Brakes off them.
Where does Arizona play?
There you go. They see, it's very,
uh-huh.
it's very, in, the
uh-huh.
it's very interesting. Okay, and by the way, since I'm gonna move on, because I said I'd wait one more week. I am done with Blake Bortles.
Here it is.
It's over. I have been on this dude's side. I've been in bars. I've been in barbershops. I've been at church. I've been at places where I've defended this man's honor, and this is what you do to me? I'm done with you.
Oh, don't worry. The Jags are, too. They literally are.
See? Didn't we say? I said, I'm going to wait one more week.
Mm-hmm.
One more. And I should have called it earlier. I'd have looked like a prophet today. But it's okay. I have faith in you. 20-7. They lose to the Texans. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I am done with Joe.
Just embarrassing on the offensive side. They went and got Carlos Hyde. That's some big news from the Browns.
God,
making Nick Chubb more of an actual running back. I'd love to see him do good, even though he played me in fantasy. 14 points. I'm not salty. Whatever. But it's nice to see the Texans kind of get back to what they could be with their defense and J.J. Watt and Clowney. Yeah. Shout out to my one friend who's a Texan fan.
Oh, good for him. He's like, well, that's the only one I've heard. Mm-hmm. I don't hear too many.
No, he lives like full on Houston.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Enjoy it. But like, and nothing against Houston. I mean, the Rockets I got a lot against, but like, you're fine. And the Astros, but you're fine.
Me too.
But like, that Jags team just, they remind me of who the Jags were. And everyone was like, oh, the Jags are this amazing team. And I'm like, no.
No, ain't.
Remember when the Jaguars were terrible? Yeah,
that's them
right there.
You see, remember that terrible Jags team? See, that's what happened. I got caught up in thinking y'all was good. This is the problem. I need to stick to my guns, man. Y'all been terrible. I don't care about your defense. I don't care about Jalen Ramsey. Well, I don't care about these all these shutdown corners. I'm tired of y'all.
Uh-huh.
I am so tired of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't need y'all coming up in the wild card either this year and messing up a team that deserves to be there.
They very well could.
Don't annoy me. Just go away.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's a little harsh on the Jags.
I just want them to not make the playoffs. I'm done, man.
They try. They put it a different quarterback.
Sitting on my couch watching Red Zone, man, just being like, for real? I'm done with y'all. You know, man, I had a cup of cocoa today, man. It's a little chilly, man. A cup of cocoa, man, sitting on the couch. And I was just like shaking my head, man. And I was like, we're talking here, talk to Boom about this sorry Jaguars team,
plenty
man.
To say, I feel bad for him, honestly. Like, I want to see them do better, but Leonard Fournette out just, like, it hurts me because he's such, like, a hard player.
Oh, I love Leonard Fournette.
It so hurts me to see him out, and it hurts me to see Dalvin Cook out, too.
Honestly, because those are, like, great players that you want to see play, and that's their dream, that's what they want to do, and you want, and they can contribute to their team. And like I said, so it's one of those things where it does matter when you lose a certain, that's why I think the Philadelphia Eagles are struggling. Mm-hmm. They have a couple key guys out early, walking to them. Wentz is coming back and he's still like weaving and figuring out his ways. And
Clement and Smallwood aren't going to get it done. Like, that's just, it's facts.
Listen, we being harsh today, but this is facts, man. I'm tired of everybody today, man. If you ain't getting it done, you ain't getting it done.
No,
shout out to Giselle Bundchen too. I'll let your boy. Well, Minnesota wins 37-17. You already know I want to get all excited with my boy Kirk Cousins. You know
I
want
to get, man, I get excited.
Oh, Kirk Cousins for MVP. Is that what you about to say?
No. Maybe, but I want to get a little bit more excited on Latavius Murray.
That boy. We talked about that last week. Mm-hmm. I told you, no disrespect, Dalvin Cook. It's a wrap, bro.
See that?
What is that?
How many touchdowns he got?
Wait, is that it? Was he in your fantasy at all, or is it somebody?
No, he was.
Okay, cool.
He was. But I've liked this guy ever since.
Me too.
Ever since he played in Oakland.
Yeah.
I really, seeing Dalvin Cook go down hurt me in a special place. But like, seeing him actually get runs, and this year, them giving him the ball and letting him actually go, because he is a good back.
Yes.
People forget when Minnesota got him, they got him because he was a good back and didn't. I don't think they expected Dalvin Cook to be as good as he was.
Oh, I know that for a fact. Not that good.
Not that good when he started.
Yeah.
But now they're actually being like, oh, we still have a great back who can beat defenses, find his holes, and make cuts. And you can give Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen, mind you, who went over 100 yards
again for
the seventh straight game now. That's insane.
One more. You got the record for
one
it.
More. Yep.
He's tied for the number one record. Listen, man.
That's insane.
Shout out to my boy Kirk Cousins, man. We got Cleveland lost to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Made a heartbreaking field goal.
59. Bangles. 59 yards.
And he had plenty of room left, by the way. He banged that.
He was in for a mile.
Oh, he kicked the seams
like,
off that ball.
Kept going, like that would have gone. Like,
it might have landed right here in my lap.
I don't even know if it was on the right side of the field, but that would have gone over the Pirate ship.
He kicked the seams off that ball. Baker Mayfield and a stunner. Baker Mayfield, fearless player, so I give him credit for hanging in there when they could have just folded.
Yeah, no, the Browns are looking nicer, and it's because of Baker.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things where they're going to lose a lot of close games and win a couple close games.
That's all right.
Hugh might not keep his job. Baker's here to stay, for better or for worse. Mm-hmm. Chargers win 20-19.
That was a really good game.
That was pretty interesting as well. Before we get to your fantasy, before we wrap this up,
just give them a little.
The Rams are unbeatable.
No, they're unbeatable. It's true. I'm about to go see my Packers play them next week. Hopefully, if anyone wants to come with me.
They're
going to lose.
Like I said, New Orleans is the only team that can mess up the run to the Super Bowl for the Rams. They are unstoppable.
They are unstoppable. Last year in the playoffs, they lost to the Falcons, but there's no way in hell they lose to the Falcons this year.
It's not happening. It's because that thing where it was a playoff spot. Jared Goff was new to it. You're still figuring out how to win. And McVay is like 4 years old. You know what I mean? It's like first time he was in this spot. I'm telling you, he learned from all those mistakes. He will not be making those
mistakes. True.
Plus, Atlanta's still pretty good.
Well, the thing is, can you think of a store just like one higher than Target? Just like one higher.
What's a notch above Target?
If you want to imagine a notch above Target, that's where Jared Goff is. That's who Jared Goff is. He gets the job done. And if you put a lot of, like, if you have, like, whatever store this is, make it up, Google it, tell me.
Well, so Alex, shout out to the chat. So we got Alex Smith is Walmart, right? Was it who's it?
Alex Walmart, and then Matthew Stafford's Target.
Is Target. What's Jared Goff?
Whatever is above Target.
Because he's not Amazon. Because, like, I get everything from Amazon.
Oh my god! If you put, like, a bunch of little, like, restaurants and cafes and stores and, like, Starbucks around there, that's the Rams.
Yeah,
because they got a lot of great options.
Or they like a real nice strip mall or something like that.
Like a real nice strip mall. Like, you know what? I'll go there. And you know the main department store is, like, not amazing, but it gets the job done.
Yeah, they got like. They got maybe a Macy's.
It's like the Macy's. Jared Goff is the Macy's of football, ladies and gentlemen. And he's got a bunch. It's like the best mall you've ever been to, but it's got a Macy's, and you're like, you know what? Fine.
You know what? It's
I'll
okay.
still go here.
Okay, the food court's okay. I'll go to Macy's for you know they might have that. They might have that shirt. Not for the homecoming dance at Davis School because y'all don't have one.
No, we don't even got one. They got like that that one store that'll like guarantee to like get you the right piece of clothes and put up two touchdowns. Like it has
a Bed Bath and Beyond in there as well.
Exactly.
Oh no, he's like Kohl's.
There it is.
He's like Kohl's, man. Because you can get stuff at Kohl's, man, and it's a nice selection of clothes, discount racks. Yeah, like a Macy's or a Kohl's. That's you, Jared Goff. That's not a bad thing.
No, that's good for the Rams. Before
we get up out of here, I want to talk to David. I want him to give us his rundown on his fantasy football, how he did, and then just, I don't know, just go and talk about fantasy.
Well, I told y'all it was the funeral, and it is. I am officially 2-5.
Uh-oh.
It is because my team is average, and for some reason, every single team wants to score, like, 100-plus on me. But the next week, they'll drop 70. I don't know what's going on, but I'm very mad. Some sort of fantasy gods, you're ruining me this year. But, ladies and gentlemen, go get those backups. Melvin Gordon is hurt. Go get Austin Eckler. Dalvin Cook is hurt. Please, oh, please go get Latavius Murray. Carlos Hyde just got traded. Go find yourself Nick Chubb right now. He played me this week. If I could have gotten to him, I would. I checked my phone on Friday. I wasn't paying attention. I missed him. It hurt me right in the heart. There's so many injured players nowadays that real, actual main running backs are opening up to on the waiver wire to be picked up.
Like good ones, too.
Like good ones who can actually perform. Ronald Jones is looking a little bit nice and is going after Peyton Barber's spot. There are a lot of running backs now. Wide receivers, not so many because you could play a 2 or 3 wide receiver. But running backs, there are a lot of guys going and getting hurt. Mark Ingram.
I missed on Marlon Mack, too, by the way.
Marlon Mack.
Damn it! I tried to pick him up. He's already gone, bro.
Do not trust Marlon Mack every week. Don't. But he will have these weeks. And everyone thought Nyheim Hines was above him. But Marlon Mack.
Yes.
Go and get him if you can. Don't trust him every week. But like, because he's not super trustworthy. But if he puts up 30,
bruh,
that's fine. Also, I'm going to just say it. If you got Andrew Luck, play him.
Mm-hmm.
Play him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need another quarterback. If you're starting someone else over Andrew Luck, I got a buddy who's doing that. He beat me this week with Jared Goff. But whatever. He left Luck on the bench and still is going to win tomorrow. He's up by one. He's got Coleman and, what, Austin Hooper left?
Gross.
It was pretty much, I started Kirk, and I had James on the bench. The hard thing for me was I played a guy when James White got 20. Chubb got 14. The Texans defense got 15. 10 and 11 from Green and Evans.
What's a guy to do?
It's why every single week is every... I played a team that is 2-5 right now, and they put 120 on me. I don't have bad weeks. If you want to go, if you somehow have the password for my league or are in my league and want to go check out the points against, say a prayer. I'm doing okay over here. Come check in on me. Send me some, like, flowers or something.
Please.
Like, it's going to be a hard one, but hey, I'm going to just say this before we get off the air. Aaron Rodgers can do it. I can do it.
R-E-L-A-X. He says, relax. Bloom's still in it. Listen, we got some in the chat. We got some very interesting stories before we get about here. Listen, we got... So listen, Charlene is dope. She said Old Navy, which is very good.
Old Navy is very good. That's a good one.
Yeah. And she had a really good one. She said, she said Sears, because that will go out of business soon.
That will go out of business soon. There are a lot of old Sears guys nowadays.
So Jared Goff might be Sears. He might be old niggas. Old Navy, you get a quality product at Old Navy. You get some quality stuff at Old Navy. But yeah, shout out to the chat, man. Bosa in the chat. Zayas in the chat. Dan in the chat. Charlene in the chat. Everybody in the chat. I appreciate you all, man. It's really fun talking to you guys. David Bloom, before we get up out of here, where can they find you? I know you ain't ever on social media. He ain't never on. He too busy with his girl, not going to homecoming dances.
Hey, shout out to my girl. If she happens to be watching this, just like...
Put yourself over, brother.
David H. Bloom, Instagram, Twitter. For fantasy sports, might as well have to go and run the table real quick, like my boy Aaron did. And if I don't quote me. Don't go pull up this clip. If you got any arguments... Come DM me. I will back up anything I say on this show. These are my opinions, and I believe them 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm giving a disclaimer. Call me up.
But the thing is, it's crazy, though. If you do go on this run, it will be...
If I go on this run...
And you will come in here. I might literally... I'm not... Here, deal. If
deal
you
make time. The run, deal time.
If you make this run and
if
win,
the run.
You will be in this chair, and I will sit over there and just be quiet.
So what if I make the playoffs?
100%. This is your chair.
I'm 2-5 right now. The best team's 5-6-1.
100%. I will defer this whole show.
All right.
That will be the David Bloom special.
When I make the playoffs in fantasy, I'm leaving this thing.
And I'll be right over there talking about Adrian Peterson on his thing. But listen, Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. I'll let you boy. Appreciate y'all. See y'all next week. Hugs and kisses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.